من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعماه وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير. From in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that our charity, which includes our zakat, our nafal charity, lillah, etc., that we give, should we give it publicly or should we give it secretly? With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنَعِمَّاهِ. Agar zahir karke do khairat, to kya hi achhi baat hai. Allah says, if you make known your giving of your charity, then how good is not that? That you give it publicly, that everyone know that you gave it. The goodness of that is, those people who are deeny people, inclined to deen, they will feel happy that there are people who are spending in the path of Allah, and they will make dua for you, that Allah gives you a long life, you are doing so good work. And they will make dua, may Allah give you more barakat. You are spending in on people, they come to know of that, so they will make dua that may Allah give you even more, that you can spend more in good causes, and that Allah gives you a good life. So in that way, giving publicly is also very good. Allah says it's very good if you give publicly. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. اور اگر اس کو چھپاؤ اور فقیروں کو پہنچاؤ تو وہ بہتر ہے تمہارے حق میں. And if you give it secretly, and you don't let the poor come, but you go and give it to the poor, then that is even much more better. So if you, that giving it publicly is very good, but if you give it secretly and you don't make the poor come to you or in a big gathering, but you go there and you give it to them, Allah says that is much more better, because in that case you have your own amal are protected also from show and from name and fame. And the other is that when you and then give it to the poor, you covered up the humiliation of their poverty. You did not let people know that they are poor, and you did not humiliate them that they must come and collect it in public in front of everyone. So when you covered up their humiliation, Allah Ta'ala will cover up your faults on the day of Qiyamah. And you saw to their needs, Allah will see to your needs. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. اور دور کرے گا کچھ گناہ تمہارے. And Allah Ta'ala will remove and forgive some of your gunas. You did this good to them, Allah will do that good to you. And in any case, whether you give it publicly or secretly, وَاللَّهُ مِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. اور اللہ تمہارے کاموں سے خوب خبردار ہے. Allah is fully aware of all that what you do, and with what intention you are doing it, whether you do it publicly also, are you doing it for Allah's pleasure or for name and fame, Allah Ta'ala knows. And even if you are doing it secretly, and that also, nafs is such a thief that somehow or the other, it makes you make it known, and people even speak that he's very sincere. He hides and does it. So in that way, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. There are great discussions with regard to this. As far as farais are concerned, the basic rule is that it should be done publicly. Just like our namaz, our farz namaz, it's not permissible to do it secretly at home. We must come to the masjid and everyone sees us, that so and so is coming for namaz, etc. But in that there must be sincerity. Though it's done publicly, it must be done with sincerity. Similarly, Hajj is not only done in front of town people, but in front of the people of the world. All see that so and so has gone for Hajj, he has come for Hajj. So Hajj also publicly, in the same way our rozas also. Nafil rozas, try and keep them that nobody knows you are keeping nafil rozas. But farz rozas, let it be known also. But for Allah's pleasure, so that everyone keeps roza. If we do it secretly, people will think nobody are keeping rozas. And people who are weak, lazy, they will find an excuse. Nobody is keeping, so why must we keep roza? But when there's an whole environment of roza, like iftari we are making all in front of one another. So all can see, all these people hate roza. In the same way, our zakat also should be done publicly, preferably, so that people who are not giving their zakat, they can see so many others are giving zakat, well, I must also give my zakat. If we all do it secretly, those people who are stingy, who find it hard to give their money as zakat, they will think nobody is giving, so why must I also give? So that should be done publicly, all the first things. But of course, with the intention of only pleasing Allah Ta'ala, though it's done publicly, but it must not be done for name and fame. And all nafal ibadat preferably must be done secretly. For example, our nafil namazes, our sunnat namazes, the actual ruling is that we should do it at home. But for today, in today's times, the ulama say even our sunnat namazes, we must do it in the masjid publicly. Otherwise people will think that we also not making our sunnat namazes. And the other is, people who are lazy, they will think that the sunnat namaz is not so important. Look at so and so, he also comes, he just makes his paras, he doesn't make any sunnat namaz. They will think they are not making sunnah, though you may be doing it secretly at home. So the nafil ibadat generally should be done secretly. But where there is reason to do it publicly, it should be done publicly. In the same way with charity, nafil lillah, that is preferable, we give it secretly. But where there is encouragement for other people, then it can be done publicly. And we should understand the difference between doing something publicly and doing it sincerely. Even if we do, like we all came for Farz Namaz, we are doing it publicly in front of everyone, all knows we came for Farz. But we should not do it at all so that people see. For people's sake, we should do it solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in the same way, all the other farz of ibadat, which are also done publicly, but it must be done sincerely only for Allah Ta'ala. And the nafal ibadat, preferably it is done secretly, because it is very, it helps a lot to keep the sincerity. And a person can guard his sincerity very easily. The basic thing in any case, we do it publicly or privately, but it must be done sincerely. And sincerity, ikhlas, is a thing a person has to work for. Just imagining that it will come by its own, it does not happen. And that is what is called being concerned of our islah and correcting ourselves, making our tazkiyah. One of the great aspects of islah and tazkiyah is to bring sincerity in our lives, so that we do everything only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And if it is done a little bit for somebody else, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى. I'm the most independent of all partners. If anyone associates anything with me and something for somebody else, they made me a partner to that, I leave it fully to my partner. I don't take any part of that. If we do things, our namazes, etc., for Allah's pleasure also, and to show people also, Allah doesn't take any share. Allah leaves it all for show. And Allah doesn't accept anything from there. So therefore, the sincerity is a very delicate issue. And even those who make effort, it comes very late in life. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kullu nas halikun. All people are destroyed, illa al-alimun, but besides the alims. and the ulama also are all destroyed, but those who have got ikhlas. And those who have ikhlas, ala khatarin azim, they are on a very delicate and dangerous point. They can fall easy this side or that side. So even for any and all people, ikhlas, if we keep on making effort, it comes very late in life. And especially for the ulama, if they make effort, then ikhlas will come. Otherwise, very easily, a person is an alim, especially giving bayans, etc., doing all work of deen, shaitan easily comes and makes him do it for praises of the people, for people's favors, etc., for dunya's things. So, and that is, if we make effort, then it comes. And we are not even conscious, we make no effort. We are going now, we will make effort, we'll walk to our cars, we'll go home, we'll make effort, unlock the doors and go in the house, and whatever our day's work, we make effort. Think whether we make one stitch effort, one little effort for sincerity. It is completely out of our radar. We don't think of it, of doing anything, with that I must do it with sincerity. That I must say, make effort, that sincerity must come in my life. That we make dua for sincerity. That we make some effort, that for anything we want, today if we want to buy a liter of milk, we know we'll have to go to the cafe. We have to go to the dairy. We want bread, go to the cafe. But the sincerity, we will get it from those people who are sincere. Are we going to anyone to get that sincerity? It's not just lying on the street anywhere. Milk also is not just lying on the street, bread. We have to go to the place where we get it. In the same way, the sincerity, we have to go to those places. And Allah's promise that Allah will always keep such people with sincerity, so that we people can get their sincerity. So it is for us to identify them and then go to them and make effort and get sincerity from them. Otherwise, whole life's effort will be completely destroyed if there is no sincerity. If we are doing things without sincerity, it's not even accepted. And we do it with sincerity, but later we go and talk about it. And now we make it public, then that is also gone, that amal. So it is very important. One simple dua, which has come in the hadith, by which Allah will grant sincerity, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. So very similar to the fourth kalima that we read, iman, what we read, very similar. So if we read that dua, it is said that we will be saved of all types of riya and show. The small of it, the big of it, the little of it, the lot of it, every type, all types of riya, doing things for name and fame, we will be sure, we will be saved. So this also, who of us will go and read it after this? Who of us will even ask about it? And that I must read it daily. We are very, very indifferent with our deen. Dunya's matters, if a small little thing, just an announcement, somebody talks now that ShopRite in Rudiput has got butter 20 cents cheaper. We will go all the way 20 kilometers and spend more 2 hours to go and save 20 cents. When we spend more petrol, more time to go and save less. So for dunya's sake, we will do all that. But for deen's sake, we are just totally indifferent. And the result will come out to everyone at the time of maut. At that time, everyone will see what is the condition of the efforts that we were making in this dunya. May Allah give us the concern for deen, for akhirat, and to prepare accordingly. Well, I'll say goodbye.